20 years ago, a group of kids aged 5 to 12 from Guatemala's worst slums were given a camera to take pictures showing how they scavenged for a living in a garbage dump. The unusual experiment was the brainchild of an American Catholic photographer named Nancy McGeer, who was working on an assignment in Guatemala. That temporary experiment became a long-term project and has now evolved into a vocation that has helped hundreds of kids from the country's slums to break out of the cycle of poverty. The charity founded by McGeer is called Photo Kids, and it gives these children an education and the chance to earn a creative living through photography and web design. McGeer says she first got involved with the kids after becoming friendly with a group of Dominican sisters who were offering them literacy classes. She told me more about the reaction of that initial group of kids when first given their cameras.
They were very excited. I think for most of them, it was the first time they'd ever owned anything all their own. And it also meant that they had a way of expressing themselves and showing their personality through the cameras.
How young were some of the kids, and how many were there, first of all, your very first kids that you helped?
The very first group, there were 5 kids, and then within a week there were like 7 kids, and they were ages from 5 to 12. And the 5-year-old is still with me.
McGeer says the first photos taken by the initial group of children were so shocking and yet so moving that she broke down and wept.
The first photos were photos of the dump because we were walking around taking pictures there. And there were portraits. There were things of kids doing jumping up and doing splits. There were pictures in the house of parents. One little boy, I remember, took pictures of his father while he was drunk and what he'd done to the house, where he'd thrown things all over. And he said, "Well, when he wakes up, I'm going to show him this." And another little boy took pictures of his aunt and her lover doing glue, sniffing glue. And when I showed these pictures in class, the other kids were all scandalized and started saying, "You should never take pictures like that." And, you know, I didn't want the self-censorship coming in, which it did later as they got to be 13, 14, 15. We could discuss drugs and what was happening in the garbage dump. It is a dangerous place, and it was especially dangerous then. Several of the kids were knocked down at knife point and their cameras stolen, and one little boy was murdered. But the pictures were, they showed joy. There were ones of kids dancing. They showed pathos. They showed a child's point of view. There was another one of a little boy crying, and later we found out it was because his parents were fighting. So they were tremendously moving photos. I couldn't wait to get into the darkroom to develop the photos and see what was on the rolls. And the sisters, too, when I showed them the pictures, we all just cried. They were very, very good pictures.
And these pictures, then, you put on exhibitions, right? What kind of response did you get from the outside world?
We had a great response, actually. I'd given the portfolio of pictures to a friend of mine that worked in Japan, and he was the one that got us the Konica Japan sponsorship within two months after I'd started the project. And they gave us our first show in Tokyo. And from there, we went on to be the cover of Performing Arts magazine. And then the British came over and did 2 half-hour documentaries on us, and then we had a show in London. It just took off. The photos were and are really excellent, and they're not what you think of as children's photos. They have so much depth to them and dignity, and that they weren't presented as cute children's photos, but these were something to appreciate and ask questions about what's going on here.
McGeer says the opportunities offered to these kids through the Photo Kids project is very different to the desperate poverty and dead-end lifestyle of Guatemala's slums.
People live in tin huts or scavenged wood, dirt floors. The fire is on the floor. The one-room houses, maybe 9 people will live in one house. So there's a lot of doubling up on sleeping arrangements, more than doubling up. A lot of the mothers aren't literate, but they're very interested in having their kids have an education because they know it's pretty much the only way out of the whole cycle of poverty. And it's the mothers are really, really key to keeping our program going. And we have mothers' meetings and talk to them and reassure them and show them other kids that have been successful that have stayed in. When I first started, I think The statistics for education in Guatemala are horrible. It's only one child out of six actually passes sixth grade primary. And out of that, only 2 out of 10 are girls. So there wasn't much hope for continuing education, even though primary education is supposedly free here. At that time, especially, you had to buy uniforms, books, notebooks. And so people that were poor really had no chance to take advantage of the system because they were just too worried that there'd be an unexpected expense and they wouldn't be able to do it and the child would be disappointed and they'd have to pull them out.
Whilst most parents from the slums were eager for their children to become involved with the Photo Kids project, McGeer says the father of one girl had to be convinced of the importance of his kids getting a proper education.
They were working in the garbage dump, and the father said to me, well, you know, she's a girl. I mean, she can learn to count at home. And I thought, oh, no. Because the very first thing that happened was when I made some money selling cards that with the kids' pictures on them, I said, I made money. I made $150. This is your money. How do you want me to spend it? And the older boy, the 12-year-old, said, put us in school. So I went and talked to the parents, and like I said, the father of the little girl said no. And so that's when I sent the sister, Raquel, and she went down then and talked to him for a while and got him to relent. And then, of course, he was really proud because I had two girls. I had the two sisters, and they were number one in their class, number one and number two.
McGeer says several of the older children that have passed through the Photo Kids project are now working for her.
All the older children that have been with me 7 years, 10 years, well, they're not children anymore. They're in their 20s. And they're employed by us to teach the younger kids. And they also all have individual jobs within Photo Kids, whether they're the accountant or the graphic designer or work with student scholarships, web design.
Her involvement with the Photo Kids project has changed McGeer's life. And she has become teacher, mentor, and second mother to these kids from the slums. And the rewards of helping them, she says, are many.
I think the greatest reward is like anybody's greatest reward. It's having personal relationships with these children and seeing them grow and seeing them blossom and seeing a kid that couldn't express themselves, speaking in front of a group, reading Pablo Neruda, becoming excited about learning. These are the payoffs for me. These are the things that make me happy, and these kids are my family. And so, of course, what you want is you want the best for them.
I was talking to Nancy McGeer, founder and director of the Photo Kids charity.